All right, everyone, some good news. Ebola is no longer incurable. The World Health Organization and the National Institute of Health recently announced that two experimental treatments appear to dramatically boost survival rates among those with the deadly disease. And while there have been vaccines to shield people from getting Ebola, this is the first time one has proven effective for those who are already infected. This comes in the midst of bad news, a year-long Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has killed around 1,800 people since last August. These Ebola treatments are a game changer and part of an exciting moment in the fight against diseases that ravage much of the developing world. There's been recent progress in the treatment of life-threatening diseases also, like malaria and tuberculosis. Dr. Anthony Fauci is here to discuss all this. He's the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and he was also a leader in the Ebola drug trials. Dr. Fauci, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So what can you tell us about these two new Ebola therapies? How were they developed and how do they work?
Well, the therapies are really game-changing because prior to having any treatment for Ebola, the overall mortality of Ebola virus disease is about 65% in the ongoing outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. A clinical trial was done comparing a number of potential therapeutics, and two of the therapeutics showed to be really quite impressive in their diminution of the overall mortality of a disease which previously we had absolutely no treatment for.
This drug was developed in the middle of a severe outbreak. There were people, as we mentioned, about 1,800 people who've already died in this most recent outbreak. Dr. Fauci, what are the challenges of developing a vaccine during an outbreak?
The challenge is as follows. Under any circumstances, when you're trying to do a scientifically and ethically sound clinical trial, in the middle of an outbreak already is a challenge in and of itself, but particularly in the northeastern section of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, it is really beset with a lot of militia, lack of security, and really a dangerous place to be. But it has been successful, and that's why everyone is really quite excited about the fact not only the results are impressive, but the conditions under which they were obtained.
Dr. Fauci, we know that Ebola, it's not the only life-threatening disease where we're seeing progress. There have also been breakthroughs in the treatments of diseases like malaria and tuberculosis. Give us an update on those.
Well, just about a week or so ago, there was the announcement that a clinical trial for what we call highly resistant tuberculosis, which under most circumstances is very difficult to treat, a new drug, pretamidin, together with two other drugs, was shown in a six-month course to actually cure this very highly resistant form of tuberculosis. That's a pretty good breakthrough because that's been very problematic. With regard to malaria, there are a number of vaccines that are being developed, one of which is already being distributed. You know, it isn't the perfect vaccine, but it clearly diminishes the mortality and the incidence of malaria, particularly among young children.
These drugs are significant and critical to saving lives, but what other hurdles exist in terms of treating people that have these diseases? And are there other diseases that are still on the map for in developing countries that have been more stubborn to any sort of vaccination attempts?
There are a number of stumbling blocks. One that we have faced not only in this current outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but also a few years ago in 2014-15 in West Africa, in the countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, is that there is a distrust of both civil and medical authority. So it isn't a population that is easily amenable to access to. You've got to gain their confidence at the community level. That's one thing. Other diseases, there are so many diseases not only in the developing world, but also in the developed world that need to be addressed. For example, remember just a few years ago, we had a big problem with Zika in the Americas, particularly in South America, spilled over into the Caribbean and even into our own country. There are a number of other mosquito-borne diseases that are really a problem. There are what we call neglected tropical diseases that you don't hear a lot about, but have a great economic and health burden in the developing world. So we have a lot of challenges ahead of us and a lot more to do.
You mentioned Zika, and as you said that, I'm also thinking like Lyme disease is something that's increasingly part of the conversation here in the United States. Dr. Fauci, what is the delay in getting vaccines for these diseases, as you said, in the developed world, not just in the developing world?
I think you're going to be surprised at the answer. Unfortunately, it isn't really much of a scientific obstacle when you talk about things like West Nile virus or Zika. For example, when we first had West Nile virus in the United States, it first came in 1999. It's been around forever in Africa and in the Middle East. It came to the United States in New York City, where it first landed, actually, right? Probably through Kennedy Airport, but someone who flew in. And all of a sudden now it's endemic. So it's all over the United States right now. We try to get a vaccine going, but we could not get a pharmaceutical company to partner with us because it isn't an economical business model that's good for them, because you don't know really who to vaccinate. So you have a disease that's a problem, but it isn't a vaccine that's going to be widely distributed.
We started out with good news. That's actually not such good news, Dr. Fauci. I mean, I understand that's how businesses run, but is there any way to combat that?
Yeah, it is. And we call it de-risking things for the company. And it's a process that the federal government, the public sector has been involved with. And we're doing it with a number of vaccines. You ultimately have to partner with a pharmaceutical company because you need them to actually partner with you to make the product. Some companies take the risk and go ahead and do it really for altruistic and humanitarian reasons, but not all of them do. So what we do is that we make an investment on the front end of the research, the concept development, the preclinical work, the early clinical trials, so that the company doesn't have to take such a great risk. When you get to the point where it looks like you're successful, then you partner with the company and they take over. So if they're going to do it, they have to have some assuredness that they're going to be successful. And that's what we help them with by, as I said, de-risking the process.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and he was also a leader in the Ebola drug trials. Dr. Fauci, thanks for being with us as always.
Good to be with you.